are here at the ACUC, and look who walked by, John Pembroke from Cues. How's it going?
All's well, and with you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Thank you for asking. How's the show going so far?
Show's going great. We have a booth here.
Right over there.
Yeah, right down the hall a little bit. And also we had a special event for our members last night, mm-hmm. where we took them on a boat in partnership with CUNA Mutual.
Yeah.
And did the water area, saw the skyline, University of Washington, Washington campus,
right up the hill here.
And the Medina area where all the luxurious homes where people such as Bill Gates and other
people. That's where he lived. Okay.
Right. So it was a very good experience, a memorable experience, hopefully for our members, which will dot the I and cross the T on a great experience here at ACUC.
Right. So what are you hearing? I've seen you walking around talking to a bunch of people here. What are you hearing? What's the buzz that you're getting in the hallways here?
I just came out of the general session, and there was a very good presentation where they talked about the awareness gap that exists, mm-hmm. specifically among millennials, mm-hmm. And understanding credit unions, what we're about, mm-hmm. etc. It was a great presentation, mm-hmm. and an action-oriented presentation where they are...
Action where they're doing cartwheels, or...?
Action, and there's a plan to close the gap.
Oh, I like that. Okay, much better.
And empower, enable credit unions, mm-hmm. to do it in a sustaining way. It wasn't a campaign or anything. It's really a real solid, ongoing, continuous social media effort. One of our board members, Teresa Freeborn,
yes.
president and CEO of Exceed Financial mm-hmm. Credit Union, kicked it off. And looking forward to supporting it and participating in it. So I think that to some, credit unions are the best kept secret in America, and it shouldn't be that way.
Exactly.
So with efforts like that, it'll help close that gap so it's not.
Mm-hmm. Right on. So what's going on at Cues? What's the latest and greatest going on there? Because you guys are having all sorts of academies and conferences and stuff like that. What's the latest that you want to report?
Sure. Well, perfect timing. Monday, we launched our inaugural Mergers and Acquisition Institute with the University of Chicago Booth School of Business, mm-hmm. To really provide solid education around growth through merger and acquisitions, mm-hmm. partnering with one of the best business schools in the world, focused on that. Later in July and in September, we'll also be running another session of our Strategic Innovation Institute, mm-hmm. Where we partner with MIT and Stanford. It's all about growth, right? Whether it's organic or whether it's through acquisition or investment, mm-hmm. and really trying to educate and help the leadership in our industry pursue growth and build their credit unions and their organizations. We've also launched some great new member benefits, our app, which can be downloaded on any Apple device.
Okay.
My Cues app, you can find that in the App Store, as well as our Cues Learning Tracker, which is a online learning management system, mm-hmm. Which allows our members to track what they consume online, mm-hmm. what they consume at different events, mm-hmm. In a easy to report way that they can report to regulators, keep traps, tabs on, etc. So, and those benefits are free to membership.
Nice. Well, I'm going to download that app, especially
on
my Macintosh right there, my Apple product.
Okay. And when you download it, we donate to the Children's Miracle Network.
Oh, I just had Joe in here earlier this morning.
Right. So we've partnered with them. So every download, we give a contribution to the Children's Miracle Network.
Well, even more so. That's even more incentive to do it. Excellent.
Great.
All right, to wrap up question here for you, John, what do you want to learn or what do you want to accomplish here at the show that you can take back to Cues and then give back to credit unions? Kind of a reciprocation type question.
Sure. I love coming here to get to interact with our members and prospective members. Mm-hmm. This is where the rubber meets the road.
Oh, yeah.
It's unfiltered. I get to have conversations like I'm having with you, with my members, to understand what's working and where we can improve.
Yeah.
So, you know, I take the time to meet with our members. I love it when they stop by our booth. And also those who are not our members, prospects, to understand what it takes for membership and how we can continue to support the leadership of this industry, mm-hmm. To ensure success, mm-hmm. of our industry. So.
Well, folks like you are leading the way, and keep up the good work, John. I know you guys over at Q's are just doing a heck of a job leading the way in the education department, a lot of departments. So keep up the good work, and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, and thanks for the opportunity. Thank the world to see you broadcast.
Well, thank you. Yes, absolutely. Appreciate the support. So good stuff. All right, John. Thank you, man.
Yeah. Same.